Did you know Super Awesome Mix has an app? Go to the Apple App Store today and download Super Awesome Mix. It's free. You could start creating and sending your own digital mixtapes in just a few clicks. Also, there's links to our Instagram account and a link where you can follow your favorite podcast. Speaking of which, welcome back to another Super Awesome Mix. My name is Matt Sidholm, alongside my co-host and co-founder of Super Awesome Mix, Samer Abousalbi. Samer, how are we doing this week?
Doing real well. We are here. We're at the end of the year. It's nuts. We've got another one right around the corner. It's crazy.
It's crazy. Yeah, it really is. We are just wrapping up season three. We've got three more new episodes for you in 2023. Two of them are going to be our best of the year episodes. So those aren't rerun best of. Those are our best music of the year episodes. But today we are going to give you a little inspiration to ring in the new year.
Yes. Yeah. New Year's Eve party mix. It will rival that of Barney on the show How Met Your Mother, where he put together a mix of songs that only go up. basically. I think we actually did a pretty good job. I feel like this mix works pretty well.
I think we did. Really, and I think some enterprising DJ out there could probably string these together with some sort of common like thread and maybe put for together sure. a pretty cool like extended mix of like these songs mashed up. So challenge to all our DJ listeners. We have a lot of them. And maybe something to take on. But yeah, it's funny. And with this one, it was great because we had two songs that we matched on. And so when we sent each other our list, it was like, so I went back and picked two other songs. But yeah, I mean, that fits nicely because the first song was definitely one of those and appropriate for this year because it was from like probably the biggest movie of the year. But it is Dance the Night by Dua Lipa.
Yeah. And honestly, as I kind of like, you know, looked at the song and then looked at the album, like that could have gone on our movie soundtracks mix that we just did a couple weeks ago, because the Barbie album was pretty awesome. Like there's some good stuff on there. Dance the Night's probably one of the largest ones. You know, Dua Lipa has an enormous career. This is a great, great pop song. Wonderful opening beat that, you know, I was looking for the rest of my mix. And I think it works really well with yours too. Just has this like light quality to it. And honestly, just reminds me of like 2010s dance music, like back when we were carefree in the world, you know.
We had no problems in 2010.
Yeah. We had zero problems in 2010. That's honestly what it feels like. I know that's not true, but having gone through the last 4 years, 4 to 6 years, the 2010s just feel like Nirvana. So.
Yeah. This was a great pick. Obviously, I picked it too. I thought it was just timely, like, because it was just like everybody knows this song. And I've actually been, I was at a wedding earlier this year. And it was actually, not your wedding. I was at another wedding, which is rare at my age to go to multiple weddings in a year, but somehow I pulled it off. This song started playing and like everybody hit the dance floor. So it's like that people. People know it. People love it. And even if they don't really know it, it's still just such a fun dance song.
It is. Yeah. It's a really good, sets a good atmosphere, dancing, enjoying the night, all that good stuff, which is perfect for New Year's Eve. Hopefully that's kind of how you can start your 2024 on that kind of joyous note. With that, let's go to track number two, your first pick. And you went with Industry Baby by Lil Nas X and Jack Harlow.
Yeah, so this is a fun song to kind of dance to. I feel like it's a good rap song, but also kind of gets your mind right for 2024. Like you were just talking about that, like feeling good for 2024. And I feel like this is a song that could go on a swagger mix for sure. This is like my son's favorite song. He loves listening to this one. So many great lines in this one. The one I'll call out here is "Say Your Time Is Coming Soon." But just like Oklahoma, mine is coming sooner, which I think is so a good. Very, very well-written line there. but yeah, I figure, you know, not only is it a pretty good party song, but also get your confidence up going into the new year.
It definitely does. I was surprised to learn that this song is now 2 years old. That is amazing to me because I feel like it just came out. But apparently, apparently it's been out for 2 years. But an excellent party anthem song. Absolutely love that it opened your mix. So I would not be upset if this came on and I was at a New Year's party.
I hope not, because it's coming on at our New Year's party. Okay. So don't be upset.
I will not be upset. Thank you. I won't be.
Thank you.
I won't be.
Yeah, all right. Your next pick, you went with Till the World Ends by Britney Spears.
Yeah. So this one is kind of funny. It's like, you know, both hopeful, but also like on a dark note, which I think we can all relate to these days. Because, you know, you kind of look at the news and you just kind of feel sometimes like, well, you know, here we are. We're like, right. I think like the doomsday clock has never been set closer to midnight than it is right now. So, you know, you kind of have that feeling like you're on the edge of the world. However, you know, you're just going to keep on dancing, you know, and I love that. I think that that is like the positive note of humanity. No matter how close you get to the potential so-called end of the world, you know, we still have hope. We still have got faith. We still just want to dance. So that's kind of why I threw this song in here. But honestly, other than that theme, just think it's a great Britney song. Like, you know, she's just doing her best thing here. Super, super great, like popish song with, you know, an EDM style to it. It's been remixed 1,000 times and I just have always enjoyed the song. And it's also on like a running mix of mine because it just has a really good, like upbeat beat to it.
So my note here was, is Britney Spears the female Kanye West with less anti-Semitism? That's my question for you, Sammer.
I'm going to have to take a moment to
just think about it.
Sure.
I guess we don't know her views. I mean, maybe, maybe she is very anti-Semitic. Maybe she's more anti-Semitic. We don't know. Right. My point is I'm not familiar. I wasn't familiar with the song. Started playing. I was like, this is a pretty good dance song. Right. But it's like everyone universally kind of agrees Britney Spears is a little nutty. So it's like, you know, kind of like we all kind of think that about Kanye, but it's like, then you listen to Kanye's music and it's like, this is a pretty good song.
Like, I know.
We all kind of reluctantly agree to that. And it's kind of the same thing here. Yeah. So I was like, maybe there's some parallel between the two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's definitely a list of like problematic pop artists. Like we'd have no problem putting together.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Mix. I don't think we should.
Maybe we should at some point. The problematic mix. We'll get to it. Maybe just by theme. Maybe we just put together songs that thematically are problematic more so than the artists. I don't know.
Yeah.
One or the other. Yeah. By the way, you mentioned the doomsday clock. Don't they have to inch it closer to midnight every few years just to stay relevant?
I love that.
Because, like, if the doomsday clock hasn't moved in 40 years, aren't we all just like, oh, okay, I guess we're okay. But, like, if you're the curators of the doomsday clock, I got to move it a quarter inch just to kind of send a press release. Because, like, what's that based on? What is the formula, doomsday clock? Right?
Oh my God, I love that.
I know more about how they rank college football teams than I do about the doomsday clock, even though that's more universal.
And look, the college football playoff system is broken.
Right, that one makes no sense, but I understand it more than the doomsday clock.
Right. So that's my point. Like that one is like a universally, you know, kind of accepted thing, more or less. And that makes no sense. So I agree with you. I bet the doomsday input is just like, hey, people haven't talked about it in
a while.
I think
that's it.
Let's inch it forward.
Because how do we, like, we're past a pandemic, right? Like, I get it halfway through the pandemic if you want to be like, hey, we had to move the doomsday clock closer to midnight. But it's like, if we're kind of past it, and then it's like, oh, we had to move it. It's like, hold on a minute, guys. Wait. I think you're like 18 months late on this movement.
I love that. I love that so much. All right. Yeah, it's a good point. It's a good point. I won't read into it as much. I'll pull down my bedside doomsday clock.
Yeah, it makes a great stocking stuffer. They're a sponsor this year. Nightstanddoomsdayclock.com. Check it out. $19.95. Use the promo code SUPERAWESOME for 10% off. Anyway.
Oh, my God. Yeah, all right. All right.
Back to the mix.
Yeah. Track number four, your second pick, Spice Up Your Life by Spice Girls.
Yeah. So I was going through like picking songs and I noticed there was just a lot of like more recent dance songs. And so I was like, all right, I got to pick some stuff that maybe is a little older. Just because it's not like we just came up with good music recently, right? Like, there's got to be some older stuff. So I was like, all right, let's go back to the 90s. Let's get some Spice Girls going. Okay, and that's what you want to do. You want to spice up your life, right? I love this one because you kind of get the, like, there's the artificial crowd noise at the beginning of this one, and then they all kind of get into it, and it's got kind of a sort of a Brazilian carnival theme to it a little bit, like that rhythm. And it's just a really fun song. And I feel like if you're not familiar with Spice Girls, which maybe our younger listeners are not, this would be a fun one to connect to and a fun band to connect to. I should say fun group of singers. I don't think any of them played instruments. But the other side of it is that if you are a little older and this comes on, it's a fun one to remember because you will probably like in, you know, college or high school or something when this came out.
Yeah, absolutely. 1997 is when it came out. And like, that's also a great year for music. I talk a lot about 99, but 97 had some really, really good music.
Okay, maybe that our 1997th episode can be dedicated to the year.
We're right around the corner. 97,
yeah, we're right there.
Yeah. great throwback track. You're absolutely right. If you put this on at a party with anyone over the age of like 30, like everyone's going to love it. And you know, it's just a really positive track. So I really like this. I like this for a New Year's thing, you know, great first verse here to open up the song. When you're feeling sad and low, we will take you where you got to go. Smiling, dancing, everything is free. All you need is positivity. Like, that's some great energy to put out into a crowd. You know, I really like that. I'm here for that.
Nice.
So
nice.
I love this track.
All right. Track five. And this was the second one that you and I matched on with our original, exchange. But you picked Don't Stop the Music by Rihanna.
I mention this every time I think that I put Rihanna or you put Rihanna in a mix, but we could honestly do just a full-on Rihanna mix, right? Like, just one of those. Doesn't even have to be an intro to her, but just like, here are bangers by Rihanna, right, and we would run out of room because she just has like the longest list, and I'm always reminded of her, like, just the longest list of music where you're like, oh my god, I love this song. Oh, I love this song. Oh my god, this song was so good. She just absolutely knows how to produce amazing, amazing music. So this is definitely appropriate. You know, I was going for the theme of, again, just kind of dancing the night away, keep the music up, keep the energy up. And this had to go on there. And you know, another amazing chorus where like pretty much you're going to get everyone singing along to it. I think pretty, you know, a lot of the world knows this song already because it's gotten a lot of playtime. So that's why I went with this one.
And there's like 37 remixes out there that it's like you could put this original one on and then bring it back later in the night with like a little bit of a remix to it, and people would still be into it. You know?
Totally.
I don't think this one gets enough like radio play, and maybe it's just the radio stations that I'm on, but like I don't hear this. I heard this song again and I was like, yeah, this is a great song. Exactly like you said. I was like, yeah, this should be playing at a party. People should play this, but you don't hear it.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, the Bruce station on XM radio is not going to play Rihanna.
Yeah, why don't they play more Rihanna on E Street Radio? I don't understand this.
You should write them a letter.
Write them a letter. I don't understand. This is unacceptable. Yeah.
Exactly. All right, next track. A great one. I'm so happy you brought this back to my brain space. This is Evacuate the Dance Floor by Cascada.
Yeah, they are a German trio, not just one person. The singer is Natalie Horler, and then there's two DJs, DJ Mannion and DJ Janu. And they kind of came up with this. They sort of had the beat, and they were trying to think of the words. And they had this beat going where it was like, something, something, dance floor. Which, when I read this story, I thought it was so funny that they were just sitting around going, something, something, dance floor. And they finally came up with Evacuate the Dance Floor, which is the exact opposite of what you want to do at a party, which is really funny. But they just needed something that would fit the beat. But they don't want you to evacuate the dance floor. They want you to keep dancing, and the song will keep you dancing. Love the energy here. They've got some other songs too. Like, that's another one that if you're looking to fill a party mix, like, you could do a deep dive into their work and just kind of fill up songs that people are really going to get into and have fun with. So yeah, you're right. This song is like, I don't know, 15 years old or something like that. And so kind of brought it back because it was, yeah, came across it. And I was like, yeah, this has definitely got to be on a party mix.
I love that story of how they came up with it. And I'm sitting here counting the syllables. And I'm like, they could have gone with come on, fill the dance floor. And it would have worked. Right. Yeah. But instead they went with evacuate, which I agree. Like reading the lyrics, this is the first time I've ever looked at the lyrics of this song. Because, you know, it's a party song. So you're like, great beat. Let's
right.
go.
Who's doing a deep dive into the lyrics? Right.
Right. Exactly. And clearly we shouldn't have because they were just trying to like verb match, you know. But they went with... So the lyrics are evacuate the dance floor. I'm infected by the sound. Stop. This beat is killing me. And I'm like, this doesn't sound very pleasant at all.
No. And let me tell you, the last thing you want after a party is an infection. Right. Well, one of the last things. I'm sure there's a longer list.
One of the last things.
But one of the last things you want is an infection. Yeah.
Right. And, you know, they need to be sensitive. We just went through a pandemic. So... Come on.
Sammy, you're younger than me, so help me out. Is this a microaggression? Is that the word?
This is absolutely okay, a microaggression.
Good. I'm trying to be better about identifying those.
Yeah, I feel minorly aggressed. Absolutely.
I've got macroaggression down, so I'm trying to kind of hone in on what is a microaggression. That's what I'm, yeah.
Yeah, I understand.
All right. Your next pick, track 7, it is Just Dance by Lady Gaga featuring Colby O'Donis.
Yeah, I mean, this album, I mean, is just incredible. This is another one of those where I haven't listened to it in a long time, but then whenever I listen to it again, I remember what a great album it was and just how huge Lady Gaga was at this time. You know, songs from 2008, which is 15 years ago, which is insane. This album, The Fame, is what it comes off, also included Poker Face, which was another like monster track at the time that it released. And yeah, apparently it's just she's writing about dancing off being drunk. So she's saying just dance, it'll be okay. And shocker, it only took her about 10 minutes to write this song is what I learned. So I think this is another thing like... Look, if you want to be a songwriter, but you're not great at it, just write a party song. I don't think it takes much, is what I'm learning.
that maybe that should be a goal for us in 2024, is to try to come up with like a party song and see if we can produce it.
I love that.
Get it on Spotify, you know, and just see. Maybe listeners will back us up, but see if we can't put like a legit party song out there, you know?
Yeah. I think that, yeah, I like that challenge. I don't know how good it'd be, but I bet we could come up with something decent.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be like, you know, one hit wonder worthy, right? Like something amazing,
right.
But just like, hey, this isn't bad. That's what I'd like to get from people.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my goal.
A not bad. Yeah. All right. Your next pick, track number 8, you went with Problem by Ariana Grande featuring Iggy Azalea.
Yeah, this is got a great beat. It's a fun party song, but I also think it fits because we want less problems in 2024, right? Like we were just talking about that doomsday clock and everything moving closer to midnight. It's like, well, okay, if we've got less problems, maybe we can get them to inch it back. I don't know if they ever do that. I'm going to have to do it after we finish recording. I'm going to do a deep dive into the doomsday clock, but I don't know if they ever reverse it, but...
I think they do.
Okay.
Yeah, they wind it back, yeah, every now
okay.
and then.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Just so that they can bring it back
yeah,
forward,
that's
though,
true.
Right?
That's true. It's let's be honest, not to spend too much time today on Doomsday Clock. It's never going to hit midnight, okay?
And I mean, for more reasons than one, right? Because if it did, no one's going to be around to move that thing forward.
Well, you know how occasionally you get the cult leader who's like, look, on January 11th, 2025, the world's going to end. And he gets everybody rallying right. around this. And then January 12th, 2025 rolls around. And it's like he just lost his whole following. Like his career is pretty much right. done because he made this declaration. So if the doomsday clock people send it to midnight, okay, what's next?
Right.
Who knows? But anyway, if we have one less, if everyone has one less problem, like Ariana Grande and Iggy Azalea advocate for here, like maybe that'll reverse the doomsday clock.
One less problem across like 7 billion plus people sounds pretty awesome.
I think that's pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's billions less problems in the world.
Oh boy. All right. Track 9, I'm really glad you pulled this one out. It is Glamorous by Fergie featuring Ludacris.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if I ever want to be in a good mood and I'm not feeling great, like, I'll just put this song on and it will help because it's so good. It features Ludacris, and we've joked a lot about how, like, back then, you know, kind of at the peak of his career, he would just appear on every song out there. Like, I just imagine him wandering the halls of recording studios and being like, hey, I'm just here to pop in and drop a verse on your track. And everyone's like, yeah, okay, Luda, let's do it.
Everyone's recording in the same building at the same time. And he's right. Just going room to room. Yeah. No, I get that visual. Yeah. No, that makes sense.
But, you know, this also has a great message here because she's talking about being glamorous, but then she still has this line that she says, I still go to Taco Bell drive-through. And, you know, I don't care. I'm still real no matter how many records I sell. And I think that's a good, you know, it's a good message to kind of remember that no matter how big or successful you may be, no matter what your accomplishments are, don't be better than the Taco Bell drive-thru. Mm. You know, don't underestimate just how wonderful that is at 3 a.m. in the morning.
I like how Taco Bell and even Jack in the Box have leaned into the, like, stoners love our food. Like, they just kind of leaned into the late night, this is where you're going to eat. And so we're going to promote that. So I appreciate both those restaurants for those efforts. But yeah, so Fergie gets a little flack, I think, nowadays because she had that terrible national anthem a couple years ago at the NBA All-Star Game. But, like, if you go back and listen to, like, when she came out with a solo record, she had a ton of great dance songs on it. Like, it was a lot of great party music on there. So that's why I was really excited when you put this on here because I was like, yeah, she does. I mean, again, there's probably three or four other songs you could find on that one album to throw on a party mix and no one would be mad about it.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. All right, your next pick. This was one that I almost picked myself, so we could have actually had three matchups. But it is Crazy in Love by Beyonce and, of course, featuring Jay-Z.
Yeah, I forgot. This is from her first solo album, right? So it's kind of like Beyonce breaking away from Destiny's Child, and then she comes out with this, which is it's such an awesome song. And the verse by Jay-Z, like, just kind of takes it to another level. And obviously those two are still together years and years and years later. They just bought like $100 million mansion in California or something, which is just insane to think about that. It's $100 million home. But yeah, yes. This is an awesome song. It's a great party song and old enough to where like you're going to get that kind of reaction from people once it starts. It's got a great introductory beat. Like people are going to recognize it. And then it's like, that's just going to get people fired up. So I felt like late in the mix, like that's kind of the perfect thing for it.
Yeah, I totally agree. I wrote here, it's a song that's impossible not to like turn it up when it comes on because it does have that super recognizable, catchy beat to kick it off. It's a great positive song, you know, awesome message. And you also get like the throwback and nostalgia vibes with this, you know, if you listen to it growing up. So really love the song. And I was, like I said, I almost picked it myself, so I was really happy that it made your mix.
All right, your last pick, track 11. It is Firework by Katy Perry.
I love this song for so many reasons. One, you know, it's like just like it's a great kind of pop song, right? And I used to run to this whenever I'd run more to pop music rather than these days I kind of run more to EDM music. But it's a great running song. Opening line is truly one of my most favorite things ever because of just how ridiculous it is and has been much maligned. You know, she sings, do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind wanting to start again? And talking about writing lyrics really, really quickly, like the bar doesn't have to be so high, you know? I mean, here we... So don't discount your ability to write a great pop song because she literally just asks everyone if you feel like a plastic bag, which kind of like reminds me of American Beauty. Had that famous scene of the guy filming.
Yes. I was just going to say, I think she just finished watching American Beauty and maybe it was after I got to look at the timing. Maybe she wrote that because she thought it was a great analogy and Kevin Spacey had just gotten into a little bit of controversy. And so no one was going to go back and watch that movie. So instead of being like, hey, you got to go watch American Beauty. She's like, I have to let this analogy live on, right? So I'm going to put it in a hit record.
As the opening line. Yeah. And apparently it's her favorite song she's ever written, according to her. So there's that. So she's really proud of it. And you know what? She should be, because it got a lot of airtime and is like a massive success. But yeah, I figured Firework is appropriate to close out the mix, because usually New Year's celebrations end with fireworks at midnight. And you kind of want to go into the new year with a bang and a lot of energy. And so that's why I wanted to finish out my mix with that one.
Yeah, lyrics aside, because, I mean, as we've talked about today, these aren't songs known for their lyrics, right? Like, we're looking for a great beat. We're looking for positive energy, all of that. This definitely fits the bill. Everyone's going to know it. Everyone's going to get into it. And you're right. If we're actually shooting off fireworks, it works as a song. So I think that's perfect.
Awesome. All right. And your last pick, I'm so happy it's on here to close out the mix. Track number 12, Lose Control by Missy Elliott, featuring Ciara and Fat Man Scoop.
Yeah, we featured this one on our hip hop mix, but I had to bring it back here because it's such a great dance song. And, you know, you hit midnight, you do the countdown thing, and it's kind of like, oh, put this song on. Everyone's right back into the party, right? So it's like, if you don't want people to like just leave your party right at midnight, get this song back on, I mean, and they're in, right? Like, you could just loop right back to the beginning of this mix, and then it's like, boom, you got another hour of people at your house. But if you're trying to get them to leave, just stop at track 11, okay?
Or put on that awful song that is always played in movies right after
midnight. Auld Lang Syne, yes.
Yeah, oh my God. Like, talk about just immediately taking the vibe down. Like, you're like ramping up and up and up, and then New Year's hits and fireworks, and then they play that miserable.
How did that become a traditional, like,
it's so song. Sad.
It's a miserable it's like song. Gross. It's not, nobody it knows, like, the name, like, Auld Lang Syne. Like, that's the name of the song. Yeah.
I'm going to campaign that it should be you play Lose Control right after midnight.
Just,
I think let's do it.
Not this miserable song about forgetting people you've met, right?
Right. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it's like suddenly you're just so depressed and you're like, oh, like, of course, like, it's disappointing when you are going to kick off the new year. With
it's more of a tribute to senility than it is like something that you want to think about going into the new year. Right. Like, so just.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. So we're okay. Play this mix and don't play Auld Lang Syne. That's our message. Okay.
Exactly.
As you go into 2024. Little PSA from Super Awesome Mix.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you have it. A New Year's Eve party mix for your collection. Play it this year. Let us know what people think at Super Awesome Mix. We've got just two new mixes for you left in 2023. Okay. So join us the next 2 weeks as we each count down our 12 best new songs of 2023. So for Sammer, this is Matt. And we'll see you next week. Super Awesome Mix is brought to you by DLM. Make shopping easy with DLM, the one-stop shop for all your casual clothing needs. Shop DLMSupplyCo.com and enter the promo code AWESOME at checkout to save 15% off your first purchase. That's DLMSupplyCo.com.